This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Donald Trump's failed primary challengers are to take the stage on Tuesday at the Republican Party convention. The unified front comes a day after the ex-president triggered high emotion when entering the convention hall in the U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as he made his first public appearance since surviving Saturday's assassination attempt. Three of Trump's political rivals turned endorsers, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, and businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, are to address the convention's 2,400 delegates on Tuesday evening. U.S. voters are assessing the impact of Saturday's attempted assassination of presidential candidate Donald Trump. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns reports.
Donald Trump's shooting shocked a nation deep into a divisive political campaign. Wisconsin voter James Hauser says there's no place for violence in American politics.
People have their own opinions. Nobody should get shadowed with their own opinions. I mean, that's why we vote.
The Trump and Biden campaigns have both toned down some of their rhetoric since the shooting, with Trump telling the New York Post that he has rewritten parts of the acceptance speech he'll give here Thursday night to focus on bringing the nation together. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Milwaukee.
The Pentagon on Tuesday offered condolences to Islamabad after the Pakistani military said a suicide bomber rammed his explosive-laden vehicle into the outer wall of an army housing complex, killing 8 Pakistani soldiers on Monday.
When it comes to counterterrorism, the U.S. and Pakistan have worked together in the past, and we continue to discuss ways that we can work together.
Pakistan has witnessed a surge in militant attacks, mostly in the northwest, which borders Afghanistan, in recent years.